Close your eyes if you can. Just for a moment, breathe in deeply and feel the gentle rise of your chest. Feel the coolness of the air entering your lungs, expanding your ribcage, filling you with life force. And as you exhale, let go of anything that no longer serves you. Tension, stress, worry, all of it can melt away with each breath. Have you ever felt like there is a part of yourself you keep hidden? A part that feels too raw, too exposed, too much to share with the world? Today, we're diving into that very place, embracing the vulnerability that often feels like our greatest weakness, and learning how it can be our greatest strength. Because here's the truth. True emotional healing starts with showing up authentically, even when it feels scary. It means letting go of the armor we've built around ourselves, brick by fragile brick, and allowing ourselves to be seen, truly seen, for all that we are. It means stepping into the vulnerability that whispers, I need you, I'm afraid, I'm not okay. It's in those whispers that we find the deepest well of connection, both with ourselves and others. We live in a world that often glorifies strength and resilience. But what about the power in surrender? What if letting go, rather than holding on tight, is the key to unlocking true emotional freedom? What if vulnerability wasn't something to be feared, but rather a bridge to deeper intimacy and understanding? Imagine feeling safe enough to shed your layers, revealing the tender parts that yearn for connection. Imagine the courage it takes to say, I need help, or I don't know how to do this alone. That vulnerability, when embraced, can transform into a powerful act of self-love. It allows us to step into our truth, to acknowledge our imperfections, and ultimately to heal. So, what can you do today to cultivate that space of vulnerability? Start with small steps. Maybe it's sharing a fear with a trusted friend or journaling your deepest thoughts without judgment. Perhaps it's simply allowing yourself to feel your emotions fully, even the uncomfortable ones. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to be vulnerable. It's about finding what feels authentic and aligned with your journey. Here are some practices you can weave into your day to nurture this sense of openness. The breath of release. Find a quiet moment, close your eyes, and take 5 deep breaths. As you inhale, imagine drawing in a sense of peace and calm. As you exhale, visualize releasing any tension or fear that no longer serves you. Repeat this cycle several times throughout the day, creating a space of gentle release within yourself. The mirror meditation. Look into your eyes in the mirror, meet your gaze with kindness and compassion. Offer words of encouragement to yourself, acknowledging both your strengths and your vulnerabilities. Remind yourself that it's okay to not be okay and that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. The open heart practice. Place one hand over your heart center and take a few deep breaths, feeling the rise and fall of your chest. Visualize a warm, golden light surrounding your heart, expanding outward with each inhale. This simple act can help open up your energy centers, allowing for greater emotional flow and receptivity. The vulnerability journal. Set aside a few minutes each day to journal about your experiences. Write down anything that comes to mind, even if it feels messy or uncomfortable. Be honest with yourself, exploring the layers of fear, insecurity, or sadness that you might be holding back. Remember, journaling is a safe space for self-expression and exploration. Take a moment now to close your eyes again, breathe deeply, and imagine yourself in a space where vulnerability feels like strength. See yourself surrounded by loving energy, surrounded by people who accept you unconditionally. Feel the warmth of their support, their understanding, and their acceptance. Allow this image to fill your heart with peace and knowing. Remember, true healing comes from stepping into our wholeness, embracing all parts of ourselves, the light and the shadow. It's a journey of courage, compassion, and unwavering self-love. You are capable of incredible things even when it feels vulnerable. Trust yourself. Trust the process and know that you are never alone on this path. Go out into the world today with an open heart, ready to receive the love and support that is meant for you. Remember this. Vulnerability is not weakness, it's the birthplace of authenticity, connection, and profound healing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.